Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back to another episode of The Steelers Connection. I'm Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, here to give you another round of sound, so to speak, about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're right in the midst of training camp. They're getting ready for their Friday night practice at La Trobe High School. There's a lot of news coming out surrounding the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it's injury news, whether it's Le'Veon Bell's contract holdup. But the one thing that I always find extremely fascinating about the Steelers, and especially this offense under Todd Haley, is their goal. Every year, they have a goal, and that is 30 points per game. That's what they always set it at. 30 points per game is their objective. They want to reach that goal every single year. Now, they have yet to do that for a variety of reasons, and we all know most of them. And I'm an optimistic guy. I think that when I think about positives and negatives, I always lean towards the positives. So what I'm going to give you today, and the focus on the show today, is going to be four reasons, or I should say four things that need to happen that need to go right for the Steelers to reach that 30 points per game goal that they always set for themselves. That's an average, folks. Remember that. Keep that in the back of your mind as we talk about this thing. You know, they could go under 30 points per game a few times, but if they have a couple games where they score in the 40s, well, that can all average out to 30 points per game. I'm assuming everyone that's listening realizes that. But four things that need to go right for the Steelers to get 30 points per game. And I'm going to start with all of these are important, but the last one's going to be the most important one. So please bear with me throughout this process. Okay, first and foremost, offensive line. The offensive line, now that Alejandro Villanueva has gotten his new contract, is extremely talented. They are extremely deep because they have good depth at every position, and they're also an extremely cohesive unit. Those five players, we're talking Villanueva, David DeCastro, Marquise Pouncey, Ramon Foster, and Marcus Gilbert are all extremely important pieces of the puzzle. Why is the offensive line so important? Because nothing else can happen offensively without them doing their job. Nothing in the passing game without protecting the quarterback. Nothing in the running game without opening up holes. So, the offensive line, they need to stay together. They need to work together. They need to continue to be a team that really, or I should say, continue to be a unit that really is considered one of the best in the National Football League. So offensive line is number one. Second thing on the list, Ben Roethlisberger, Big Ben. Everyone talks about Le'Veon Bell and how versatile he is and how important he is, and I am not downplaying that at all. He is the most dynamic running back in the National Football League. What he does as a receiver and as a running back hasn't been seen probably since Marshall Faulk did it when he played for the St. Louis Rams. But he is not the most important player on the offense. That player is Ben Roethlisberger. Mainly because I feel like as a running back, you might not be able to, if Le'Veon Bell were to get injured, and that's happened every year since he's been in the National Football League, D'Angelo Williams type guy, player could step in, and he could be a serviceable player for your team. He's not going to do everything that Le'Veon Bell does, but he's going to be able to run the football. The offensive line is going to be good enough to open holes. You can still have a serviceable running game. You're not going to be able to use them as much in the receiving game, but you can still have a good running game with another running back. So in this case, it could be Fitzgerald Toussaint, Niall Davis, James Conner, any number of those players that are on the depth chart right now. But with Ben Roethlisberger, it's different. With Ben Roethlisberger, you have a huge drop-off in talent after he is done. So if, let's say Ben Roethlisberger gets injured. That's happened a lot too. He's only played in three full seasons since he's been in the NFL. You have to think about what's next. Landry Jones. We've seen the Landry Jones show a million times in the preseason, and we've even had to see it a few times in the regular season. And although his record is not that bad as a starter, it's also not good either. He's just not that capable, and that's not a cut necessarily on the Steelers, because there's not many teams in the National Football League that have a quarterback as a backup that could step in and be serviceable enough to win games without their starter. But Ben Roethlisberger is key, not only because the Steelers don't have the best depth behind him, but because he is the straw which stirs the drink. If he's on point, if he's hitting his receivers, if the passing game is clicking, it's only going to open up things in the running game, and that is when the Steelers' offense becomes, in my opinion, unstoppable. Think about it. Who are you going to defend? It's ridiculous the weapons that Ben Roethlisberger is going to have at his disposal this year. Martavis Bryant, assuming that he's going to be reinstated eventually, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, who will probably be signing his tender sooner than later and reporting to the team. You have even Justin Hunter has been impressing in training camp. You've got Eli Rogers, rookie Juju Smith-Schuster, DeMarcus Ayers is a young player, Sammy Coates, all these players, these weapons, and I didn't even name the tight ends. You have guys like Jesse James, who is really starting to gel with Ben Roethlisberger as a tight end. So, big Ben Roethlisberger, he is certainly one of the things that needs to go right for the Steelers to get those 30 points per game. Next, we go to the red zone. Last year, the Pittsburgh Steelers moved the ball at a tremendous clip. It was impressive. I think the perfect game that epitomizes, in my opinion, the Steelers' 2016 offensive struggles. Look at the AFC Divisional Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm not going to throw a bunch of stats at you. I just want you to think about the game and think about, oh my gosh, how they moved the ball at will against the Chiefs. Le'Veon Bell was running hard. He was getting some big, big runs. Roethlisberger was finding Antonio Brown. They moved the ball between the 20s with ease. But once they got inside the red zone, man, did it come to a screeching halt. With that said, the red zone offense is going to be absolutely huge this season. It's something they work on every day at training camp. They work on it every day in practice. It just has to improve. That's from the play calling from Todd Haley down to the execution from the players. The red zone offense has to improve. Chris Boswell is great. Everyone loves the Wizard of Oz. But you just don't want to use them that much. You don't want to have to rely on your kicker to be the guy that's adding points. You want to add him at 7 points and not three. So the red zone offense, if they can score more touchdowns and field goals, obviously do the math. You don't have to be a mathematician to know you're going to be on your way to 30 points per game. So the red zone offense will be our third thing that needs to go right. Now the last, but certainly is not last. This is the most important aspect of this thing. If they want this offense to go right, if they want to score 30 points per game and really give them the best chance possible to win double-digit wins again, to win the division, and maybe, just maybe, once get a first-round bye and have that road to Super Bowl 52 go through Heinz Field, the team needs to stay healthy. And every team says that. My goodness, if you've been following the National Football League news recently, the past few days, it has been incredible how many players, they're dropping like flies. Look at the Baltimore Ravens. You know, Flacco's got an injury. They've already lost probably four or five players for the season from season-ending injuries, cornerbacks, tight ends, you name it. So with that said, the Steelers need to stay healthy. You can afford an injury to certain players at a certain position. I talked about the depth on the offensive line. I talked about the wide receiver depth. But at the quarterback, you can't have an injury. You lose Ben Roethlisberger for more than four games, and all of a sudden, you're in trouble. So this season, the success of the Steelers doesn't necessarily come down to 30 points per game. That's just kind of their goal. In my opinion, it comes down to, can they stay healthy? Can they help each other out? That's really, really important. So let's recap here. The four things that need to go right for the Steelers to reach their goal of 30 points per game. First, the offensive line. They have to be on point. They have to be cohesive. They have to do their job in the running game and in the passing game. Can't be one-sided. Prove that you're one of the best units in the National Football League. The second, Ben Roethlisberger. He has to improve his play. He has to be more efficient in the red zone. He has to not throw so many interceptions. He has to be the precision passer that we as Steeler fans have grown to know and love. The third, the red zone efficiency. The Steelers have not been that great in the red zone under Todd Haley. That can improve. The offensive line, Ben Roethlisberger, all a big part of that. But if they can score more touchdowns than field goals, they're on their way to reaching their goal of 30 points per game. But last, and certainly not least, is the health of the football team. The Steelers need to stay healthy. They need to really work hard at keeping guys like Ben Roethlisberger healthy, doing the best that they can to keep pass rushers off him. He is the straw which stirs that Steelers offensive drink. So with that said, make sure you check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. I'll see you next time on the Steelers Connection. I'm Jeff Hartman.